James Jones, web content writer for BioWare, and you are listening to Tor Synergy.
You are listening to a Star Wars The Old Republic community podcast. This is the Tor Syndicate.
This is Lord Hammer from GuildArmor.com, and you're listening to the Tor Syndicate Podcast. And today we are minus a man. Barislan is out, sick, but let's hope he gets better soon. And we do have the former intern who is now term producer, soon to be college graduate. We have Vertek. What's going on, buddy?
Hey. Well, besides that, not much. I actually am happy I'm wrapping up the semester in school. Hoorah.
Speaking of which, I have your paperwork here that I have to finish filling out so that you can get your college credit. And yes, you all did hear correctly, for actually helping us out in the Tor Syndicate, supporting Guild Launch, and doing some other things. He actually got, how many credits did you get this semester?
Three. My whole internship covered by it.
Three college credits for supporting the Tor Syndicate. So BioWare, Star Wars, Lucas, you guys rock, because not only that, you're also allowing us to play a great game and actually help with education so the Tor Syndicate can help you. So if you're interested in being the next intern, I just want you to email Vertek at torsyndicate.com.
And the email flood begin tomorrow.
Yes, exactly. So why don't you briefly introduce our guests tonight, and let's get to know them a little bit better.
We have two guests from the same podcast. They're coming from just about opposite sides of the world here. We have Tio from Utini Cast. Hello, sir.
Good day, guys.
And how are you doing tonight?
Oh, fantastic. Playing way too much SWTOR, but doing good.
I don't think there's such a thing as too much at this point.
Well, aside from sleep, yeah.
Yeah.
Too much is never enough.
True story. And then
go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, we also have Chill, also from Utini Cast. And how are you tonight, sir?
Hey, doing great. Right.
So are both you guys in there? I mean, how did you get in so soon? Did you do a digital download or something?
I did my I pre-ordered like within an hour of the pre-orders going up, so we got in wave one.
But
yeah,
I was in
on wave two. I ordered via Amazon, so we'll see whether they can get my copy to me on time.
So then how did the guy in, I'm assuming you're in Australia?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just making sure I didn't, like, get the accent wrong. That would suck. No, what I'm accent? In Scotland. I'd be like, oh, wow. But how did you get it? Because I thought that Australia was having problems getting everything ordered on time. Is that something that they got fixed and I wasn't paying attention?
No, they have not fixed it. We're pretty much stuck, like everyone else, in the red zone. We have to get our games ordered physical copies only because they have blocked the digital downloads via Origin. But there's nothing to stop us downloading directly from BioWare, which is what we did during testing and what everyone that's playing in Australia has done right now. So we're able to play, but the only way we get our physical box is overseas from Amazon.
Okay, I see. So on the 20th, you're in a dilemma like most everyone else.
Yes.
Well, okay.
Good news is, didn't Amazon announce that they were going to be shipping early, or like the 15th or something?
I heard a rumor that that's what they're going to try to do.
I checked my details just this morning. They're shipping it a couple of days early on the 19th, so it gets to me in early January rather than mid-January.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, great.
It'll give you a chance to spend some time with your family before you go back to ignoring them.
Yeah, say goodbye to the world.
I'm actually getting a friend of mine who lives in Belfast to grab a copy in the next couple of days since it's released in the EU on the 15th. So I'll just cancel the Amazon order and, yeah, screw that.
There you go.
All right, well, let's not talk about the actual game right now too much because I want to hold that for after the break. But let's talk about you guys. Let's talk about Utini Cast first.
Let's talk to Chill. Let's tell us about UtiniCast. Tell us about yourself, and then we'll just try to figure out what's going on, because I would say you guys are probably the newest podcast that I'm aware of. There might be some others, but just what's going on with UtiniCast?
Right. Well, we're going to be doing episode 5 in a couple days, and what we are is part of the Bind on Equip podcast family. They are one of the largest World of Warcraft podcasts out there. They're three Australians, Witch, Wem, and Temp, who've been doing a great job for 150 episodes. And they are, but they're strictly a World of Warcraft podcast. And they have affiliated podcasts, especially Hip and Cypher on The Addicted is, some of the guys we're closest to. And what I decided a few months ago is that I was getting more and more interested in SWTOR, feeling a little like WoW was long in the tooth, kind of waiting for, what might be fun and next and all that. And started doing my research, and lo and behold, found out that Tio, my good friend and raid leader, was already in the community and sort of busy learning about SWTOR and all that. So we got together and decided to make a podcast out of it.
I'm sorry. I was muted. I'm sitting here. I'm such a dumbass. I'm sitting here, asking questions, going, why are these guys not answering me? Those rude bastards. And I look down, I'm going, oh, because I'm the dumbass and I'm muted. I'm so professional. yes. So tell us about you guys, individually, though, what you're willing to share for the fans and the crazy people out there like me.
Sure. I'm just a family guy out near Portland, Oregon, on the west coast of the United States. Have played WoW now for, since shortly as after it started, and just love MMOs in general, and have been in the Pants on Head Guild, which is the guild for Bind on Equip, since early Wrath, and we do raids, and that's, I don't know what else to say exactly. How about you, Tio?
I live in Brisbane, Australia. As far as profession goes, I'm a software engineer architect. I came to MMOs late. I started playing WoW just before Wrath of the Lich King came out, and eventually rolled on the server and joined Pants on Head, which is how me and Shaw got to know each other. I completely stayed away from MMOs before that. The last thing I played anything like that was MUDs back in my uni days. Before there were MMOs, of course. And since then, I really enjoyed WoW. I really got into the whole Pants on Head community, started a raid team within our guild, and we've been going reasonably well. We're kind of, I guess you could say, casually, very casually hardcore. We just have a set amount of hours we raid every week, and that's turned out to be a lot of fun. I also play a bit of LOTRO on the side as a kind of solo thing aside from the WoW, that's roughly all the gaming I do. I just can't seem to do single-player games anymore. It's just not the same.
Stupid single-player games.
Yeah. There's no one else there. It's so lonely.
Although Skyrim, a lot of people lost a lot of hours. I'll never get back with Skyrim.
So my friend keeps telling me, yeah.
Yeah, don't go there. Yeah. So what really was the crux in terms of building everything to the way it is now? I mean, was there any specific process, or how did you really kind of form things in terms of your process to get things as polished as you have it so far?
I rely entirely upon Tio for that. So, which you might think I'm kidding, but seriously, Tio is really good with organization, and he, of course, as you mentioned, he's in software, so he does all the editing. He knows, he's making our website and improving it all the time. He's fanatical about how the podcast sounds. So basically, I just throw a bunch of ideas at him and sort of keep the pump primed, so to speak. But as far as everything sounding good and being all edited together really well, that's LTO. He's great at that. And it's not surprising to me because he is our raid leader. And considering how, I mean, we only raid 6 hours a week, you know, over 2 days, 6 hours. And, you know,
only.
Well, we managed it, considering what some raid teams do. You know, there's three raid teams in Pants on Head, and, you know, even on that schedule, we've managed to be tops in terms of how far we've gotten along as far as bosses go. Like, we've gotten all the Firelands bosses down, and one of them on Heroic, and we're already working on the new ones for 4.3. So we're going to keep raiding in WoW, but, yeah, SWTOR is open now, so... For Tio and myself, both, a lot of time is going to go towards that.
Inevitably true, yeah.
So what was your motivation, though, to just say, hey, we're just going to do a podcast about things?
I think I caught the bug from sending voicemail submissions into The Addicted and a couple of other podcasts, and I started doing it on an almost regular basis. I didn't exactly have like a feature with them or anything, but I was, you know, doing voicemails pretty regularly, and it was just a lot of fun. So, sort of when the SWTOR bug started to bite me a few months ago, I approached Tio about setting up a podcast.
And our particular angle, or certainly what I had in mind, was we were coming from World of Warcraft, and a lot of the other SWTOR podcasts out there are very anti-WoW, which I can kind of understand, actually. But we wanted to provide something which was WoW-friendly, or friendly to WoW players, because we personally are both going to keep playing WoW. At least we think we are through SWTOR. And we want to provide a resource for WoW players to kind of make that jump, sort of bring them over. Keep playing WoW as well, but also teach them how similar it was to WoW, SWTOR was, and that it wasn't scary and it was okay to come across.
That's cool. So which Star Wars podcasts, if you don't mind me asking, or Star Wars Hill Republic podcasts, were ones that you were really big fans of?
Torocast. I'm fairly active in their community. I do a bit of writing for their site. I'm the one they call Trey, for anyone who happens to be listening from Torocast. Do the dev tracker flyby every week with them. Do editing for their site as well. But yeah, that's been my SWTOR podcast from way back. Been listening for a very long time. Listen to Corellian Run Radio, which is my favorite.
Now, is that pre or post Musco?
Both.
Okay.
Actually, yeah.
And then now we can say pre or post Kathy, since Kathy from Corellian Run Radio is the latest member of a fan site community / podcast to join BioWare. So Miss Kathy from Corellian Run Radio is now one of the forum moderators over at BioWare.
Yeah, remote forum moderator.
So lucky.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So dreams really do come true.
So
So where do you plan on going with your podcast? Are you going to do it for the life of the game, or are you going to do it just until, as long as you're having fun? I mean, what are your intentions?
Pretty much, I would like to, I think, speak for both of us. We would like to just keep it going for all the time that we're playing. I suspect if we ever did kind of get sick of it and just stop playing, there'd be no point in us continuing the cast. But we do want to keep it going. Our initial episodes have kind of focused on being more educational than anything else. It just seems to be very information dense. But as time goes on, we'll talk about our own play in the game, how our guild is going. We're going to be raiding eventually, and we'll be talking about that. And also adding in a few extra discussions just to keep things interesting. But yeah, we really want to keep it rolling as long as we're playing the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what's your format? What is your niche in the podcast world, like, specifically?
Well, as Tio was saying, we do focus on the World of Warcraft player base, and especially the Bind on Equip family, because there's already a bunch of people who to listen to Bind on Equip, and they've added us to our their feed. So that's that we basically target them as our audience, which is fine because we were online with them all the time. We we know a lot of them as well.
So, and we're really hoping to bring other people into our audience as well as they discover us, but it's a slow process finding a new podcast, so we're not assuming we'll be expanding our audience particularly fast, but it'd be great if other people were listening.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Your podcast is really highly ranked, though, on iTunes. It came out of, like, nowhere.
I'd love to know how we managed that.
No, yeah, I mean, it's a good thing.
I think... We definitely have the Binon Equip folks to thank, and just there's a lot of community members who have been making notes and tweeting about us and stuff, and it's been great.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. You guys are ranked fourth, Lisa, as of today.
Wow.
Out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. So 28 times 5, whatever that math is, it's a lot.
Wow. Humbling and scary at the same time.
I mean,
yeah, that's what makes it fun, though.
Darth Hader's ranked 20th. Wait, That's pretty good.
That is surprising. Yeah. Well, those things move around all the time. But yeah, we're happy to have folks listen, and we're gonna keep doing the best we can.
You know, the cool thing about it is, you know, so many of them are popping up, but people want to hear fresh things. Because I can tell you, people are gonna get sick and tired of hearing Tor Syndicate, or Most Lies Radio or Torcast, you know, here and there, and so they wanted to switch it up, and then they want to be able to go back, you know. Because, you know, looking at a TV show or listening to a podcast to me is kind of like groups of friends. You know, you want to kind of hang with different friends, if that makes any sense.
It does.
Sure.
I don't know. I go through phases, so maybe that I just said something telling about myself that's scary. But, you know, I don't listen to the same podcast consistently. I wish I did, but, I do get bored. And so I like to switch it up, and, you know, I like the format. I like the way you guys – I like your chemistry, so it's kind of cool.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Vertek, you got any questions, man?
I don't know. You pretty much covered it all right there.
Come on, man. I know you got a couple. Like, no, really, I don't. Run podcast, ass. Stop.
Like the one question I did have, just for those who don't know, I know there's a bunch of sites out there who are actually looking right now to start their own podcast, even if it is just within their own guild or their own small group, whatever it may be, and they're not sure how to start. You being one of the newer ones, it's really fresh in your mind. How did you go about starting? What did you have to research? What kind of programs did you pick up? That type of thing.
Great question, by the way.
I relied heavily on
this, yeah.
Yeah, sure. I relied heavily on a friend of mine, who goes by the handle Hypnotoad, who does The Addicted.
Mm-hmm.
He has always been extremely professional in how he does the show, so I asked him for a lot of advice. In fact, I went with the process of having all the participants in the show record their own track. You don't have to do that. You can record from Skype, as you guys do, and as a lot of shows do. It works just as well. In terms of just the straight organizing the show, there is just a straight MP3 recording, which you all do. Getting yourself known, it's just a straight registration with iTunes, setting up a WordPress site. There are some great plugins that produce an iTunes feed for registration, actually do the registration for you, makes it really easy. And as far as getting a podcast out there, there isn't much more than that. A site, something to produce the feed, and somewhere to store your MP3 files, and getting a bunch of guys to record with. It literally is that simple. Having a ready-made audience does help, of course.
I like the ready-made audience thing.
Right. Yeah, definitely figure out who you're going to be podcasting to and start. Marketing is kind of an ugly word nowadays, maybe, but start marketing towards them right away and what we do is a lot of tweeting. That just happens to be where everyone from the Mind on Equip family tends to be anyway. So that we've been doing a lot of tweeting and letting them know when the episodes are and what we're up to, and just keeping it fresh in our minds, and also accepting as much feedback as we can get. Any sort of questions they have, we're happy to read them out on the podcast.
And another question that did actually just pop into my head is, since you guys are from really completely different time zones, how difficult is it, kind of arranging when the best times are to meet and really being able to meet those consistently to do your podcast?
Well, been organizing raids in our guild with people, from America and Australia and the guy in Belfast as well. So, finding times that match everyone, it's actually second nature by now. We tend to record on my Saturday morning, chills, just when he gets home from work on Friday. And so it actually works out pretty well.
Okay, so it kind of works out really, really nifty as far as when people are available right now anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with us in the US, Australia and US, as long as our mornings are free and their afternoons, it works out well.
That's kind of cool.
So is there anything else that you want people to know about your message, about your podcast, before we go to a break?
I think we've covered it pretty well. Just beyond, we would love new listeners. You don't have to be a WoW player. Anyone who is interested in hearing some discussion from some new voices, give us a try.
Right. And definitely if you do play WoW and you haven't checked out The Addicted or Bind on Equip yet, definitely do that.
Very cool. So with that, we are going to take a quick break, let our sponsors get that message out, Guild Launch.
This podcast has been brought to you by Guild Launch at guildlaunch.com. Guild Launch is the premier guild host management system. They have over 2 million registered users. They support over 180 different games and have over 100,000 different guilds, clans, and corporations. For all of your guild hosting management needs, to include PvP management, raiding, DKP systems, chat, and everything, please check out guildlaunch.com.
The Exploits of Mandalorian Girl, written and narrated by Nasha Tali. Chapter 2, Kashyyyk, Part 8. All of my anger threatened to boil to the surface as I watched Vale walk confidently into the clearing. I was close enough to the Wookiee to hear the heavy sound of his breathing as he gauged his enemy from a distance. Vale, a blaster carbine held at the ready, walked purposefully towards his target. I could feel Aiden lingering in the shadows. I appreciated the fact that he was waiting to see if I would need him before barging in. Just as Vale walked in close enough that I could see his facial features, the man detested wearing a helmet, I darted out of the shadows and placed myself firmly between him and the cornered Wookiee. Vale stopped in his tracks. His eyes widened, and in his shock, he took a small step backwards. "What's the matter, Vaughn? See a ghost?" I held my ground, blaster pistols leveled at his chest. It can't be. You should be dead." His words sounded shaky even at a distance. "Sorry to disappoint you." "Well, I guess I'll just have to finish you myself." He fired off a shot as he spoke. I reacted quickly, dodging the blaster bolt, rolling to the right, and coming up on one knee, returning fire. Vel raced across the ground, ducking behind a tree. There was a pause in blaster fire. I moved to take cover behind a large stone that lay along the edge of the clearing, closest to the Wookiee. Keeping my blasters leveled in the general direction of the place that I'd seen Vel take cover, I called out, "You betrayed me! I trusted you! Come out and face me like a true Mandalorian!" My answer was a blaster bolt ripping into the edge of the stone I hid behind. So be it, no more negotiating. Not sure how, but I sensed Aiden's anxiousness and felt his movements as he edged his way closer to Vel. The Wookiee stayed out of the way, obviously sensing that we were on his side. I hoped he would have the strength to get out of there fast if the need arose. I listened to the forest and glanced around, wondering why Vel wasn't shooting at me. What was he waiting for? I eased out from behind the rock, staying hidden behind the thick foliage on the fringe of the clearing. I tried to keep an eye on Vel while making sure I wasn't going to get taken out from behind by one of his cohorts. As I made my way closer to Vel's location, his voice rang out in the silence. Nasha, I'm tired of this game. Let us face each other as true warriors. I'm coming out. I watched him slowly emerge from the thick undergrowth, his weapon slung across him. I rose from my hiding place and moved slowly, cautiously, toward the center of the clearing. I knew what he wanted. He wanted this up close and personal. I pulled out my vibroblade, crouched low, readying myself for a fight to the death. We stood mere feet from one another, staring at each other intently. I watched his movements carefully. Vel and I practiced together often. We knew each other's style, each other's strengths and weaknesses. Sometimes he won the match, sometimes I did. Today it had to be me. Aiden chose this moment to appear from the shadows just to Vel's left. Well, well, what do we have here? Now I see how you survived, Nasha. Your Jedi lover rescued you. How sweet. Joe Havel, leave him out of this. I glanced at Aiden, hoping he would take the hint and let me handle this. Some battles, you just have to fight for yourself. Is he going to fight for you, Vodica? Is he your champion? I wasn't going to let Vel goad me into becoming so angry that I couldn't focus. No, Vod, I fight my own battles. You are the one who has others do your dirty work for you. Just so you know, I would have done anything for you. I considered you family, and you betrayed me. I flicked my wrist, moving my vibroblade in small circular motions. The sound cut through the air, emphasizing my words. Let's get this over with. For more information, visit my website at www.mandaloriangirl.com.
His Excellency states that you are listening to the TOS Syndicate podcast. He also says that you would be wise to not deviate from this podcast for the entire duration of the transmission.
Just to the right of power relay tube 132. It's time to grab any spot you can find, which includes dragging the dead Rodian out of the booth in the corner. You're at Drolo's Diner, a house of authentic hot cuisine, joined as always by Barathon. Here is your host, Lord Hammer.
The big thing that just went down just yesterday, Wave 1, SW Tour, after 6 years of development, 5 years of obsessing for me, and 3 years of being on the fan site slash podcast slash guild circuit, the game finally came out. I got in at 3 minutes after 7 a.m. On early access. I was in the first wave. And I was able to create my tune, Hammer, and it's my understanding that at a certain point in time, you'll get the title Lord, so yes, I will be able to be Lord Hammer.
Nice.
And I couldn't be happier. So what times did you guys get in? Let's start there.
I was with you in the first wave. I was obsessively restarting my launcher at just after 10 p.m. my time, which was the 7 a.m. EST. Yeah, I got in about the same time, a few minutes after.
Nice. Yep, I got in on the second wave, so that was roughly an hour and a half after it started. Got on, made a couple of tunes with names that I liked, and pretty much just had to run my trooper to a cantina to log out and go to work.
And me, I had the curse of good luck. I got in during the first wave, too. But as much as I love BioWare, and I really love the extra couple of days everyone's getting on the early access, I had finals this week, which I had to take them all on the 13th, and that didn't work out too well, because I had to log on here early in the morning when I got up, and I made my characters, and I actually had to log out to go take finals and do school stuff for the next 6 hours.
So you're
distracted much?
Yeah, a little bit.
But it's all good, man. It's all good.
Got my stuff taken care of, and I got good grades on everything, so yay, 4.0 GPA.
Excellent.
Congratulations.
Oh, they've already given you your grades back?
Well, for that one class, it's a constantly updated GPA I didn't get my grading for the internship, but I don't see any issues with that. So, yeah, I should still be maintaining my 4.0.
Nice. Well, good. The job that you did, you'll be a 5.0 after my recommendation.
Score.
So, you know, the weird thing is to say impressions, because, you know, everyone's been given impressions of the beta, especially once the NDA lifted, but what are the impressions of the live game vice the beta around the horn, gentlemen?
Ooh, man, I'm loving the new live set. I mean, there's just so many improvements they made even over the last beta build that it just ironed itself out. I was hoping for it, and I kept telling people that even seeing, like, well, you guys might be familiar with this, Tio and Chill, the WoW PTR, the public test realm, how buggy and incredibly terrible it will be the day before they put it live. But when they put it live, it's ironed out and perfect, or maybe not perfect, but a lot better.
Sure.
And that's pretty much what happened, and that's the biggest thing that has me having a big cheesy smile, like, yay, it's working perfect. Yes.
Yeah, I haven't seen any glitches. What about you guys?
Yeah, same. It's smooth as silk. I was in general testing for about the last 3 weeks or so, and yeah, it's just got better. I can't believe how smooth this whole launch has been. It's amazing. Just, I haven't seen a queue yet. The way they've been bringing people in, perfect. Yeah, couldn't be happier. It was just how the game is turning out.
Yeah, I've seen very few bugs. It looks great and it plays great. It's really, and certainly we knew this from the beta as well, but it's really remarkable how when you're actually talking, your character's talking, you're talking back and making conversational choices, how much that draws you into the story and into your character. And I'm really enjoying that aspect of it.
Yeah, I mean, I have never seen a successful launch like this. I mean, the closest I've seen to a successful launch would be Rift from Trion World. And that had a large amount of queues. And I really didn't dislike the queues because I understood, you know, being, you know, a techie myself, I understood the logic behind it. But the reality is, you know, you want to play your game, right? You know, but those servers didn't fall over. And I thought, I was very pleased, both personally and professionally, that, you know, in the way they handled it. But, and then, you know, obviously they were queuing in the betas, but in here, I think, you know, with the waves, I guess, with hourly, it's kind of offsetting the need for the queue. Now, I think on the 15th, or not the 15th, but the 20th, I think you're going to see some queues. What do you think?
Absolutely. I'd be surprised if there weren't. I think right now I haven't seen the populations even go above, like, standard or average, but whatever word it is they're using that means normal.
Yeah. I mean, the heaviest I've seen was one server. It was a PvP server, and it said heavy. I mean, literally, that was the word, instead of, you know, full or whatever.
Yeah, but I think that's gonna change come launch, because there's going to be such a huge wave of people hitting on that day and the couple days beforehand. But, yeah, right now they're introducing people at a nice pace, I think.
So
it depends. I was just going to say, depends if their strategy kind of works. I mean, the point of, as I understood it, staggering us all in these ways during early access is no one zone is going to be overwhelmed. So by the time they open it up to everyone, in theory at least, we're all going to be on different worlds, each zone, different hardware. So maybe, just maybe, if it works out the way it might, we won't actually, no one will see queues. That may be hoping a little too much, though.
But it would be cool if they could pull it off, and so far I haven't been disappointed, you know?
Definitely.
So what classes are you guys playing?
I'm going Trooper Vanguard, and I'll probably be tanking for our raid team.
I'm currently Sith Sentinel, gone the DPS route. I'll be raid leading.
You mean a Marauder?
Oh, Jedi Sentinel, sorry. Yeah. All through testing. Yeah, Jedi Sentinel. I'm going to be DPS simply because I'm healing at the moment as a raid leader in WoW. It just, I can't really split my attention as a DPS. In theory, at least, it should make it a little smoother.
That's cool. What about you there, Vertek?
I am so terribly torn between so many different things. As of right now, I'm going to be the Imperial Agent going heel spec operative.
Nice. And,
nice.
And I like that. I mean, I've been actually seeing you in the guild, menu in-game, and so as soon as I saw that you had an agent, I didn't know if that was going to be your main or you were just screwing around with an alt, but I'm going, cool, I got heals.
yeah, that's one of those things where I was looking at what everybody else was doing, and originally I was kind of set on being either Bounty Hunter or Sith Inquisitor, but I saw we had so many of them, and so I figured I'd try the Imperial Agent because not many people were, and I kind of fell in love with the story, so I really don't mind just sticking with it.
Nice. Yeah, I'm actually saving that one for my last tune because I hear that, you know, the story for it's amazing. Right now I'm playing a Sith Warrior, which is, you know, my whole, in my mind, Sai, the whole Lord Hammer kind of motif, idea, concept. And the thing that kind of bit me yesterday, like it was a snake that was just sitting there, was I realized that I'm a, and don't tell Barislan this, I'm glad he's not here on the podcast. Not that he'll not listen, but I'm a closet RP'er. What do you guys think of that?
Uh-oh.
I find myself making decisions based on what I think the archetype would do relative to the situation, and I'm going, wow, I'm role-playing.
Yep, absolutely.
Are you ignoring the light side, dark side points?
No, I'm totally, you know, I'm leveling like a slug. I mean, I got guys in the guild who are like already like 26? Is that right?
Yeah, something in there.
Yeah, 26, 27. And, I just, after 2 days of playing, I just hit level 14 like maybe 20 minutes ago. So that lets you know how slow, because, you know, A, I never played 1 second of the Sith Warrior, even though I've been in beta for like almost 8 months prior to the game coming out. I was very disciplined. I didn't play a single ounce of the Sith Warrior, nor did I play a single ounce of the Imperial Agent, because I wanted to keep those, you know, virgin fresh. And so I'm going through every single quest and I'm reading every single thing. And, you know, I've got the whole G15 keyboard. So like, as soon as I hear somebody talking in, you know, the chat window, I'm like, mute sound. I mean, I'm a little fiend, nice. Man. I've got the G13 in my left hand. I've got the Naga mouse in my right hand. And then I've got like a G15, I got a G13 and G15 and a Naga mouse. I've got like a million macros that I could use. And the only thing I care about is that pause, that mute button.
Yeah, see, I can kind of say the same thing. I've always been a minor RP person. Like, I'll RP when the mood strikes me for an hour, and then I'm just done. And after that, it's just back to slaying whatever I have to slay for money. But this time through, definitely, I went through in this agent. I kind of designed from the ground up based on, okay, agent, who do I want to be? I want to be a Chiss. That sounds like a fun race. And they sound like they would be very dedicated to the Empire just because they're, you know, the only planet, race, and whatnot out there that voluntarily joined the Sith Empire. So I'm kind of choosing all the choices that I think somebody would choose who voluntarily joined up with the Empire as an outside person.
Nice. Yeah, I definitely haven't done any role play as far as like doing conversations with other people in character or anything like that. But I often do play with sort of a character background in mind and all that as far as choosing quests and so on. And I do sort of, for the first three characters that I've got, I sort of know how they're related to each other, and I'm definitely going to use the legacy system to tie them together. So I'm really happy that they added that to the game. And I like, for example, this first character, the trooper, he's sort of going to be the golden boy of the family who, you know, kind of rides out on a white steed, but then when he sees the grit and dirt of the actual war, he's gonna be, you know, both tempted and dragged down in some ways, and I'll have to see whether he rises above it. So yeah, it's a lot of fun.
This is a story in the making.
Yeah, and the quests that they have on the trooper side are great, no matter, you know, which way you want to go, light or dark. So.
Yeah, I toyed around with the trooper during beta, just because, as a whole, everybody from the guild that I was going to be running with, we kind of decided that we were going to go with Republic for the beta. Since we were playing Empire main, we didn't want to spoil story and all that.
Yeah, so, same thing we did.
We did the opposite, yeah.
I was jumping around through the trooper, and yeah, the beginning, at least up to level, I think, 20 I made it to, was a really, really fun time.
It's very well written. I mean, even our playsith, where that trooper is a fun class, especially. I didn't get a chance to play the Vanguard, but I did play a commando up to like 16 or 18 or something like that. And with that big whatever cannon, I mean, like when you start rocking and rolling with that thing, man, and especially if you have like good, you know, headphones or whatever, and you know, good sound. I mean, it sounds like you're in a real battle. I mean, it's like a da-da-da-da-da. I mean, that really just brings you into the moment. And what I also like about it is the fact that the way that they develop the story is you're like, you know, a special forces elite commander. You're not just, you know, even though they, you know, they call back to, you know, they go back to the stormtrooper kind of iconic, mm-hmm. you know, class or whatever, mm-hmm. but remember by the time the stormtroopers came, you know, they couldn't shoot like the broadside of a barn, and you know, they're just basically there for target practice. Right. These dudes, you are epic, and the way they write it, you're like, okay, I can see why he's just, you know, body checking Sith warriors out the way and going toe to toe with Malgus, and you know, I mean it's really cool. I mean, I had a chance to speak to the writer of the trooper storyline, and yeah, I told him about the story of Bravo 2-0, which is a British SAS team that got compromised in the first Gulf War, and so you might see some really interesting stuff come out in terms of, like, you know, expansion content. So, I mean, the areas that it can go are just endless. So yeah, great character.
Nice.
What else? How far have you guys gotten so far in the game? It's day two.
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
I was just going to say, my Sith Juggernaut has just hit 16.
Nice. I believe I just hit 12, but I've had to work both days, so my time has been a bit limited.
Yeah, I'm only floating around 17 right now. And that's
you're playing right now, aren't you? You're playing while we're be honest. Just
oddly
be honest.
Enough, I'm playing the hard worker, and I just posted up another guild site on the webpage.
Okay. Nice. You knew that you all tabbed out.
I don't have to, man. I have multi monitors. I don't have to alt tab. It's a move and click.
Well, I have a 27-inch LED sitting here on the floor, but I can't turn it on until it's Christmas because my wife is mean.
Oh,
you just get to look at it, huh?
Yeah, so I got to sit here and look at a 27-inch LED on the ground. Nice,
like Ralphie looking at his Red Ryder BB gun.
Yeah, exactly. It's like torture.
poor guy.
So how can folks get a hold of you? Why don't we go ahead and wrap this up? Tell folks how they can get a hold of you, whether it be through Twitter, Facebook, website, email. Why don't you go ahead and plug your site?
Okay. We're at utinicast.com, and email us at utinicast@gmail.com. If you go to the site, there's all the different ways to contact us there. Probably the best way to contact us on a sort of an ongoing basis is by Twitter. We do have an UtiniCast Twitter feed, as well as a Rogues on Head guild feed. I also Twitter under my own name, Brandon L. Starr, and T.O. Twitter is under his name, Jason Etheridge.
All right, very cool. And just real quick, how do you spell Utini?
O-O-T-I-N-I.
Perfect. Well, gentlemen, I want to thank you for, you know, coming and taking the time away from the game to speak to us, and share
share your information, your insight about the UtiniCast, which is the hottest new SW Tour podcast on the scene. It's currently ranked fourth out of all, and what was it, five times, like 27, so I just had to sit and do the math. Was it 114 or something like that? That's actually, was 100? Yeah, it's more than that. Anyway, that's a large accomplishment in a very small amount of time. So congratulations, bravo, and we hope to, you know, either see you at a convention or, you know, do some collaborations with you guys in the future.
That'd be great. And definitely have you on again.
Yeah.
And, thank you for asking us.
Yeah, thanks for having us. This has been great.
And just so we can send people to your site with a mission, so your words, what's this word thing you do, the trivia questions, what are the words for the week? Coffee, tobacco, handcuffs, and flashlight, torch?
Flashlight or torch, depending whether you're Australian or American or British. They both like to use torch.
What is the Star Wars terms for those four words?
Yeah, yep. So go ahead and you guys come up with the words for those and go ahead and hit them up. Let them know.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, again, we want to thank everybody for coming out listening to us. You can reach us at TS02 at TorSyndicate.com. You can also get us at TorSyndicate on Twitter. And well, no, we don't have a Facebook, and we're not going to get one, so don't ask. But anyway, other than that, we want to thank everybody for listening. We hope that Barcelona gets better soon. Vertec, again, thanks. Congratulations on your impending graduation from college. And I want to thank everybody for coming out. And so other than that, I'm going to go back and play Star Wars The Old Republic for real this time. Thanks, guys.
Yes, no reset.
Thank you.